Stop associating me with poop, okay?
Mark.
Whoa.
Mark can play for Peter King.
And I'm not kidding. Whoa.
I didn't think I was doing that. I thought I was just talking about the offensive line.
Does, and I'm tired of it. Stop it.
Were you thinking
We're having
of
a
me
good,
when you...
Good conversation
okay,
here, and we just don't need to go down that road. Why do you want that smell wafting through your house? Won't you
what
go
smell?
With a nice vanilla
yeah, what
candle?
Smell?
Or
what smell, George?
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Mark, and play oh. that for Peter King tomorrow morning.
My gosh.
I'm staying on subject
Can I please?
Matter here. No.
All right, yeah, you got to play both parts of it, though, Jerry, so you got to edit it together. So when it comes time for George to ask Peter King a question, George says, why do you want that smell wafting through your house? And Peter King is going to say, I'm sorry, what smell?
Okay.
And play the second part.
Or we can start just making calls with that.
Are they short on grapes or nuts? Why can't they produce
well,
them?
There's neither of those things in grape nuts, which is very confusing. So what's the story of grape nuts?
Mark, and play that for Peter King Thursday.
So this is a strange fact about horned frogs. Do you know what they do for a defense? Frogs. Don't
they
make a sports
a
joke
odor?
Here.
They use
no.
their horn?
No. They shoot blood out of their eyes for up to 5 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard Gary Patterson talk about that.
That's why TCU's incorporated a little yeah. red in their alternate mm-hmm. uniforms.
Yeah, just like right. Bob Hope.
That is insane. What?
He could shoot lasers.
Wait, hold it. Stop the show. What was just said?
Don't you remember in Bob Hope's final years, he always had blood eye, and he would occasionally shoot that blood from his eyes?
He'd shoot cats.
And Mark. For Peter King next week.
That's Craig. We don't talk to Peter until the draft. We don't talk to him again until the draft.
Another one that evolutionarily we understand is the sound that Giorgio hates.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that one doesn't get me like it gets a lot of our P1s and George when we start doing the... The vomiting
I
gag.
Hate it. And I wait for the day when you just vomit all over yourself. You're going to gag yourself doing that.
Mark that for Peter King.
Hey, I'm realizing that this
I can't wait, Peter.
This may be a superpower for me. She is still three behind the all-time Grammy record holder. Do you know who that is?
No.
Sir...
Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Georg Solti.
What?
A Hungarian-born British operatic conductor.
Okay.
Mark that for Peter King. Just Craig bust in saying Sir Gilead, whatever it was.
It did make me think about wearing the patch, though. That would almost be more comfortable.
I think that could be a cool look.
Blink just for a couple of days.
But you should shave the Hitler hair. Like, I think an eye patch with a bald head is a good look.
I don't have Hitler hair, sir. I never did.
You pretty much do.
And I had a haircut over the break, so it looks nothing like it did before. I don't have Hitler hair.
Mark.
Don't bring that into this discussion.
Mark all of that and play it for
medical
Peter King.
Emergency the other
I
night.
I didn't say anything about that.
There, how would pin the tail on the fetus
I just
help reveal the gender identity?
Because it reveals the gender inside all of us.
How?
Don't ask. Just keep going.
I was just trying to come up with fun events. Okay? Gosh, it's so hard to brainstorm with you guys because you're so critical. Bobbing for placenta.
Bingo! Hey, placenta. All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mark that for Peter King.
Hey, placenta.
Bingo. Hey, placenta. Sounds like George just got served a plate of something during a Peter King interview. She once had lunch with Judd Nelson at Torelli's, and he jumped over a fence and kicked someone or something. You remember that story?
Mark that for Peter King.
Judd Nelson got in trouble here in Dallas. I can't remember. Something like that. There's lots of birds laying eggs these days.
What do you think about that, Peter?
So were they trying to create human radishes?
No, this is they were in separate pots.
No.
They each had their own potting soil.
And the experiment goes awry, and these giant human radishes come back to Earth and take over the Earth and kill us all?
Please mark that. I want to hear a guest reaction to what he just said. I'm sorry, human radishes?
Oh, Mickey's back on?
No, that was my Peter King.
Oh, sorry.
Moss has life-giving properties.
Throw pillow. All right, play that in the middle of a Peter King interview. Okay. I'll have to take your word for that there.
I haven't talked to Randy Moss in a long time.
Not Randy Moss. See the story about Adam Sandler getting turned away at an IHOP? Mark that.
No. Why?
I don't know why you're asking me about that, guys.
You ran a draw play. That got me there. I'm going to stay in my breast milk defense, though.
Please play that for Peter King.
What is that?
I'm sorry? You mean for the whole talk about the Bills or what?
I don't think that's what they call their defense.
Top down, bottom up. Hmm. I've said that many times on a Friday night. It's usually prefaced with get on the bed, and then I say that phrase.
Gross.
What?
I don't want to hear your sex talk.
Mark that and play it for Peter King.
Why not?
I didn't say anything about that. I was just talking
about Carson Wentz. Not
They banned a professional bodybuilder from Turkey. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just wasn't expecting a story about a professional bodybuilder from Turkey.
I'm sorry. I wasn't talking about that. I'll play it for Peter King. I'll pay you $10 million to get breasts, and I'll pay you an additional $10 million.
Mark and play for Peter King.
To start having periods. Just so you have...
Well, I don't
you
know if I want to do that.
You will get a little bit of the experience of what it's like to be a woman in America.
Mm-hmm. One day, will we all sleep on cardboard beds?
Yes.
Mark.
I don't really know the answer to that, but back to the Kansas City secondary.
Okay, so what are we going to do with all these big buildings? These big commercial...
In relation to what?
Huh?
Okay, what?
All this commercial real estate, what are we going to do with it if people don't go back to the office?
I want that question made into a drop and played for Peter King. What are we going to do with all these big buildings? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Talking about the Giants.
It's not that ridiculous a question.
So, what are your thoughts, David, on consensual incest?
Consensual incest?
Peter King.
Again, the